Spin 103.8. You're welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. Now, it is like the most Christmas movie of all time. The Sound of Music, though, is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre live on stage from the 19th of December till the 6th of January. And it's super exciting this year because Dubliner Lucy O'Byrne is going to play the lead role of Maria. You might remember her from BBC's The Voice. She was on Team Will I Am. Lucy, you're very welcome to Spin Talk.
Thank you very much.
What an exciting time in your life.
It is very exciting, to be fair. I mean, Christmas is exciting as it is, but this year I get to come home and not only be at home, but I get to bring this show home, which is brilliant. I can't wait.
Aww, how long have you been based in the UK now?
I've been over there for 4 years. I've been living in London. And I mean, of course, I still miss it. You never quite get used to it. I love London. I have a great time, but you never quite get over Dublin.
And, you know, I mentioned The Voice there. That was such a fantastic experience for you. When it was all over, how did you feel?
A bit lost, I have to say, because I really loved it. I had the best time on that. I made so many friends, and it becomes like this kind of really close-knit sort of family. So as soon as it was over, I felt a little bit lost. Mm-hmm. But then all these jobs started to come in.
Yeah.
Which I had never, like, I couldn't catch a cold before, let alone like get a show, get an audition, get a job. So it was, you know, incredibly exciting time.
You were the overall runner up in 2015. Yeah. Do you think, and from people on X Factor as well, I always feel sometimes it's nearly better to be the runner up.
Well,
you're not tied to as many commitments, but you still get all the opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it was the best thing that could have possibly happened. I had no intention of ever getting as far as I did on The Voice UK. I didn't think I'd get as far as the live shows. And when I got to the live shows, I thought I had made my peace with it. I was like, I'm going home tonight because Irish can't vote. I'm not going through. The English aren't going to vote for me. I'm not. They don't care who I am. But they put me through and they kept putting me through. And I'm forever grateful for that.
You're so humble. Wow. Because, like, you're so talented. Of course they'd vote for you.
I was positive I was going home, and I had completely made my peace with that. It was just that I wanted to stay because I was having the time of my life. It wasn't for any other reason. It was just that this was great crack. I'm getting to play dress up every week with mm-hmm. like a TV wardrobe who are like, what about this? What about this? What about, you know, anything you want, and hair and makeup done, and the most incredible production team. Like, the production values on that show are...
Oh, it's fabulous.
People like the mentors on The Voice, like Will I Am and Rita and Tom and Ricky, pay thousands and thousands to get production values like that. And here we are getting it for free, just for doing the show. So it was like once in a lifetime. And then to keep getting through was just, it was miraculous. I had no idea that it was going to get that far. And when it did, it was just, you know, to get as far as I did and then be able to leave and do whatever I wanted was the dream. To be able to pick and choose, to not have a contract that I was tied into straight away, was incredible, because unbelievably for me, offers started coming in from lots of places, one of them being The
That's
Sound of Music.
So exciting. Yeah. I love, just the final question on The Voice is the relationship the coaches seem to have with their team members. Will I Am is just such a warm, lovely person. Do you keep in touch?
We haven't been in touch, but like, you don't go on these shows kind of
to be mates with Will I Am,
expecting to come out and be mates with Will I Am. While I was there, I'm still surprised at how much time we actually spent with Will. Like, we spent loads of time and off camera time.
Wow.
With Will, he's like, he really, for somebody who was so busy, for somebody who, like, you know, we'd be told that we were in at 7 o'clock the next morning and Will was coming from LA. And Will was always back and forth from LA about, oh, he's in New... Do we have a meeting with Will today? No, he's in New York. He'll be here tomorrow morning. And, you know, for someone who was so busy, and he was at the time recording the new Black Eyed Peas material, and he spent so much time with us, and not just for the cameras. Mm-hmm. It really was amazing the time that he put in.
Wow.
He even just took the whole team at the very beginning when Team Will was complete after the blind auditions. He even just took us all out for dinner one evening just to meet and talk to us. And while we were there, he was like, right, let's be honest about this. We know that we're only here for a limited amount of time. You're not all going to get to the final. So what are you going to do to make sure that your career is in the best place that it can be at whatever stage you get knocked out. Here's what you're going to do. And he went to everybody individually and was like, you need to get all this in place and, you know, build your brand and start working on your business and on yourself now. And he was like, he was incredible. He was so helpful.
That's priceless, that kind of advice.
It is. Honestly, it is. And to have him do that without, like, he doesn't need that to be on TV. He doesn't need anyone to know that he did that. He just like, you know, just given us his time, given us his expertise.
That's amazing. Such an interesting insight to behind the scenes of the show. But now, Sound of Music,
yes.
When that opportunity came along, you wanted, did you love the Sound of Music as a kid?
I think everybody loved the Sound of Music as a kid, don't they? I mean, there's a gorgeous ad on the TV at the moment now about, like, people growing up with the Sound of Music. And it's, you know, that story is, that ad made me cry the first time I saw it, because it is, it's true. You know, people grow up with it and it's a big part of their lives. And I grew up with the music, certainly, and singing the songs and, you know, to get a chance to do it. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, like, my background has always been musical theater. Yes, I did The Voice, but my background has always been musical theater. My family are all in musical theater and theater. And to get to play that role, or to get the opportunity to play that role is once in a lifetime. It is probably the best role ever written for a female in musical theatre. So
I know you're a professional, right? But was there a temptation the first time you were on stage rehearsing to really belt it out as dramatically as you did when you were a kid? The hills are alive with the Sound of Music.
I do it every single time. Every time. You're guaranteed. If you come along to see the show, that's what you're going to get. It's amazing. 100% pure joy at that moment. It's just, it's the most
lovely.
Fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mentioned it's going to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre the 19th of December to the 6th of January. So even if you don't get to see it the week before Christmas, it's on the week after. I bet you it's going to be packed every single night, Lucy.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
Would you get a bit of time off to do Christmas at home?
I get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Stephen's Day off.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah, so I will get to be at home.
Relax, feed up, actually watch the Sound of Music.
Eat too much. Yeah. I might have to draw the line on watching the Sound of Music this year. I think on my like one day off, I possibly won't watch the Sound of Music.
Overkill. But,
yeah, maybe.
But we wish you the best of luck with it though. And everything else in the future. You're flying the flag over in London. It's not easy. It's not an easy city. We had Caroline Kay, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
We're huge fans.
I've met
Caroline.
I did a concert with Caroline in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a lovely girl.
So
beautiful
talented.
Singer. Yeah.
And so honest just about how tough it can be over there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it's cutthroat. It really is. And it's very hard. And it's very, I mean, I have loads of friends. Caroline has loads of friends. We're very lucky and we have a good network around us. But it's a very lonely place. It's the busiest city and at the same time, you can be completely on your own.
Yeah.
It is really, really tough. And like Caroline's amazing. She writes all her own stuff as well, which is, you know, that's putting herself out there on a whole other level. But it's really hard to be there. But we're very lucky because we're both being quite successful in it, and we've both been blessed and
doing what you love.
Yeah.
So important. Yeah. Lucy O'Byrne, thank you so much for coming on Spin Talk today. The best of luck with the Sound of Music.
Thank you for having me.